voice of triumph. I see people even snapping in their friends and so on. You will do that, the balance of it at the end of the service. Give the Lord a praise. We are the generation that will persecute the devil and make him run to hell and regret his devilishness. Anyone who cannot tolerate the glory of the end time church will better die now, because we are just starting. Did they better die now? Anyone who can tolerate the glory of the end time church, the glory of this house, should better die now, because we are just starting. Look at your neighbor, say, we are just starting. We are just starting. This is rehearsal. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Take your seat. The hashtags are International Ministers Brain Power Conference 2024, IMFFC Ministers Conference. Is the glory of the glory dome too long? The glory of the glory dome. That's the first one, Ministers Conference, and then IMF. Ensure that you spread it and splash it everywhere. Invite your friends, your statuses and everything. Hallelujah. At the end of the service, if you want to take more, you can. In between the first and second. Amen. Is somebody excited at all? I am aware that we have already have testimonies of what God is doing, and if there is time, we'll take it. But very, very quickly, positioning for divine direction. Positioning for divine direction. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 3. Habakkuk 2, verse 1 to verse 3. He said, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. I will stand upon my watch and I will watch to see. That is talking about position. So we are dealing with positioning for divine direction. I will stand upon my watch and I will watch to see what he will say. By way of introduction, it's important to note that God is eternally eager to give direction to his children. Eternally. Eternally eager to give direction to his children. It is his pleasure for his children to hear his voice of direction. I can see our locations online. You can also take the clips of your location, but importantly, you can take screenshots of what you are seeing here at the Glory Dome and also post it from all the locations. That's right. God is eternally eager to give direction to his children. It is his pleasure for his children to hear his voice. Psalm 23, verse 1 all the way to verse 3, we see scripture said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me. That is talking of direction. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. For his name's sake. He leadeth me. That is talking about God interested and excited to give his children direction. Matthew chapter 4 and in verse 4, the Bible said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth. Every word that proceedeth. So we are not just talking about the word of the book here right now, the Bible right now. We are talking about the word that proceedeth, that is proceeding from his mouth. Every word that proceedeth. So per second, That is what God is saying. Every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. John chapter 10 and in verse 27. John chapter 10 verse 27. He said, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. My sheep hear my voice. If you are his sheep, you are qualified for his voice. You are his sheep, you are qualified for his voice. Now, if I want to hear God, if I want to know what God is saying to me, what posture do I take? What do I do? Number one, identify the need to receive direction from God. Identify that need. Until the need is identified, the need can never be supplied. Identify the need. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 12, 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 12, when the children of Israel were in the midst of a battle, in the midst of a situation, they said, O our God, will thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. O our God, will thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. There must be the identification of the need. The need probably to step into ministry or to step into a career or marital need. Whatever the need is, there must be the clear identification. God does not speak at random. He speaks to those who need to hear him, who feel helpless without God. Identify the need to receive direction from God. Number two, maintain quality word base continually. There must be the base of the word you carry, because God's voice will come from his word. In 1 Samuel chapter 3 and in verse 21, 1 Samuel chapter 3, 21, the Bible said, God spake, and the Lord appeared again in Shiloh. For the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. By the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord brings about the revelation of the Lord. The Lord reveals himself from his word. The base of the word you have determines the release of God's voice to you. When you are a worded person, when you are a worded person, when you have a storage of the word, anytime you need direction on any matter, the direction can easily come out of that word. So just ensure that you are worded ready on a daily, continuous basis. Ensure the base of the word. And it becomes easy to hear God. Many times in my life, I've received direction from the Lord on the basis of the word. There are times God will show me scriptures that appeared as if the scripture was written with me in mind, or written with a particular situation in mind. Maintain quality word base continually. Number three, determine to separate yourself unto God for direction. Separate yourself when there is a need. But at the junctions of life, when you need to hear something and it is important, separate yourself. Proverbs chapter 18 and in verse 1. The Bible said, through desire, a man having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. A man having separated himself, he seeketh, he intermeddleth with all wisdom. True desire, a man having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. In Acts chapter 13 verse 1 to 2, Acts chapter 13 verse 1 to 2, the Bible said, I hope your systems are doing well this morning. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch, certain prophets and teachers as Barnabas, and Simeon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. And as a minister to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Paul, Saul, for the work whereunto I called them. Separation. Habakkuk 3, 1 to 2. Where we're at, Habakkuk 2 rather, 1 to 2, I will stand up on my watch and I will watch. I'm separated and I am watching to see what he will say to me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. When it was time to step into ministry at a junction of my life, I told you the story a million times. And I told my wife, I'm off. Went on to the mountains of Barking Ladi, Ganarop, School of Ministry, Capro. I was there for 3 days, praying and fasting. Total separation. The first day I had nothing, second night, God began to speak to me about the direction that brought us to where we are. I'll give you the details one more time during the convention. Separations have been a major portion. Before I got married, the Lord told me, he said, I want to reveal to you who will be your partner for life and ministry. And again, that was some level of separation. And then, within a few days, the clarity of who to marry stepped in. And that is where we are. I prophesy to you today, as you separate yourself in this season, direction will come to you. If you're a believer, shout the Lord and say amen. If you're a believer, shout the Lord and say amen. If you're a believer, shout the Lord must say amen. Hallelujah. Determined to separate yourself unto God for direction. Number 4. Determined to stand strong always at the place of prayer. You stand strong always at the place of prayer. You determined to stand strong always at the place of prayer. In Genesis chapter 19 and in verse 27. Genesis chapter 19 and in verse 27. The Bible said, and Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord. He got up early to the place where he stood before the Lord. He got up early. He was a man strong at the place of prayer. And in Genesis 18:23, God could lead him on the matter of Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham drew near and said, will you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? This is the point. Living the life of prayer positions men for divine direction. Living the life of prayer is a positioning for divine direction. When you are not lacking in prayer, you can't be lacking in direction. When you are not wanting in prayer, you cannot be wanting in direction. And so that life of prayer, basic life of prayer, is a positioning for divine direction. So, identify the need to receive direction from God. Second, maintain quality word base continually. Third, determine to separate yourself unto God for direction. Four, determine to stand strong always at the place of prayer. You stand strong always at the place of prayer. Five, determine to stand strong always. All right, we've done that at the place of prayer. Are we going to number five, right? Or four? Five. Determine to engage the power of the night season. The power of the night season. There is the power of the night season for direction. Night season. The power of the night season. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 29 to verse 30. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 29 to verse 30. He said, ye shall have a song as in the night when a holy solemnity is kept. And gladness of heart, as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. He shall have a song as in the night, and the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard in the night. Psalm 16 verse 7. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. The night seasons are seasons for instruction. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. Job 33 and in verse 14 all the way to verse 16. Job 33 verse 14 all the way to verse 16. It says, for God speaketh once, yet twice, yet man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon man, in slumberings upon the bed in the night, then he openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instruction. God speaketh to men in the night. He speaketh to men when others are in deep sleep. He openeth their ears and sealeth their instruction. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible is so clear. If you follow the steps of the Bible, you will arrive at the outcome that is desired. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Somebody say amen at the top of your voice. That was Job chapter 33 verse 14 to 16. Daniel chapter 2 and in verse 19. Daniel 2 and in verse 19. Daniel was in search of a secret. And then was the secret revealed to Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. The secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. The night time is strategic time for spiritual transmissions. Strategic time. Strategic time for spiritual transmission. Hallelujah. Determined to engage the power of the night for divine direction. Number 11. Number 6. We have 14 numbers today, so. But I'm just doing 7 for this service. Number 6. Determined to engage in the power of praise and worship. The power of praise and worship. Elisha needed direction. In 2 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 15. He said, but now bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass, when the minstrel played, that the hand of the Lord came upon him. When the minstrel played, when the minstrel played, when the minstrel played, when the minstrel played, that the hand of the Lord came upon him. In Acts chapter 13 verse 1 and also in verse 2, we just read that. And now they were in the church that was at Antioch, certain prophets and teachers as Barnabas and Simeon that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, minister to the Lord equals worship. Engaging the power of praise and worship. Isaiah 30:29, we just read it as well. You shall have a song as in the night when holy solemnity is kept. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. Engage, determined to engage the power of praise and worship. And number 7, determine to pay attention to the voice of your teachers. The voice of your teachers, the voice of your pastor, the voice of your mentor. Determine to pay attention to the voice of your teachers. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20 to 21. It said, and though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not your teachers be removed into a corner anymore. But thine eyes shall see thy teachers, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand, and when you turn to the left.
When you keep the voice of your teachers close to you, God will use the voice of your teachers to talk to you. That was what he did in 1 Samuel chapter 3 and in verse 6. When Samuel heard the voice of God, he thought he was hearing the voice of Eli. And the Lord called yet again, Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not, my son, lie down. Samuel was hearing the voice of the Lord in the voice of Eli. And that voice gave him direction. There are many people who have settled down, carried books. While they were reading the books, listening to the tape messages, preach messages of their pastor, their mentor, their teacher, their tutor. Then the voice of God comes. Beloved brothers and sisters, I want to say in conclusion that the voice, direction from God, is the security of destiny. Your destiny is as secured as your direction from God. One of the best people to learn anything from is people who have the proof of what they preach. The proof of what they preach. The knowledge of a subject does not give you results. It's the proof of the subject. By the mercies of God, one of the easiest things God has done for my life is strategic directions. Three directions I'll just show you now. This one, what brought us here? Strategic direction from heaven. There was nowhere inside this airport road we did not ransack looking for land. You are witness. You remember, we were going together. Everywhere. Went all the way, traveling inside, looking for land everywhere. There's no land on the airport road. You can't even 50 hectares, 10 hectares, for where? Then we went to Carceria, went to Aftabalefira, bought hundreds of acres. Since we can't find anywhere around town, let's go. That's where Living Faith Church is, where Redeemed Camp is. As we had already gotten ready to start going in that direction, the Lord said to me, remember what I showed you in the night. In the night. And he showed me the airport road. Peter, come. I'll reveal you to them for the first time today. In the night. Remember. And it was the airport road. He showed me the property with the landmark. If you see here, that is where the land is. So I called this guy. I called him. Help him. Took bottle of oil, anointed him with oil. I said, looking for property is your walk. Go to the airport road. When you come to so-and-so side, look right. The Lord said our property is there. Under 7 days, he returned back. He said, I have found the property. There is almost up to 500 hectares. And they can sell as much as we can buy. The other day, we were talking with Dr. Mr. Nature. I said, how we wish we bought more. That is the direction that brought us here. I gave him clarity on the airport road. Look right. From this side to that side, look right. That is where the land is. Is that not where we are now? Give the Lord the praise. Second strategic direction was direction unto marriage. Every time I remembered ministry, I remembered marriage. Because I knew that you can be highly anointed, but dangerously frustrated if you marry the wrong person. Because I've seen it. I've seen a man die in the middle of the gospel, close to Kenneth Hagin. When we were growing up, he was traveling from here out of the country. The wife frustrated him to death. And the Lord said, it's time to show you who your partner will be in life and ministry. Yes, Lord. Within 7 days, he was a piece by piece. The person is like this. The person is like this. The person is like this. The person has such gift. By the seventh, by the time before the 7 days, the picture came together. I said, is it this person? This is the same person I have been praying for and trusting God to give her a good husband. I mean, if you see God asking, it never crossed my mind that she could be the person. It's more like the way you see your sister and you are wishing her well. Like a genius is sort of, and you are wishing her well. Praying, because this is a small young girl, jump into the taxi and start preaching. School bus and start preaching. In front of hostess, he's preaching. Father, let no bad man marry this girl. Let nobody just marry her out of this passion, out of this kind of zeal. And I think God answered my prayer.
God answered your prayer. Very
because right. I'm not a bad person. God answered. He gave her a very good husband. What husband can be gooder than this?
I wonder.
Goodest. Hallelujah. I have not gone to two people in the world to ask for marriage by me reason of confusion. Not two people. That is how sharp and precise direction can be. Direction for this land. Direction for marriage. Direction to step into ministry. 3 days solid prayer and fasting. Clarity came. While I was in the bush there, my wife was at home. The same thing God spoke to me at Ganarop. The same thing God spoke to her at home. We compared notes.
That's right.
He said, Lord, whatever you are telling him there, tell me here.
Yes, sir.
So that once he comes, we can compare and confirm that this is what he did. It was clear.
Yes,
we stepped in here. And the whole world is aware of the fact that the hand of God is upon the vision of this commission. Nicodemus said, no man can do these things except God be with him. The same God who has given these strong directions, target specific directions that didn't miss road. The Bible says wisdom is justified of his children. The fact that God gave the direction justifies the monumental, colossal, generational results to the glory of him alone. You are connected to a fountain of target-specific direction. You will never miss your road. You will never miss your road. You will never miss your road. Will you stand up on your feet and give the Lord a shout of victory? A shout of victory. 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 Somebody say amen. One of our patriarchs in the nation, highly respected. One of the days he was passing here. And he went through this ground. He said, so a land like this can exist in this place? He said, even if all the money is available, how do you find a land like this to buy? On this kind of the most strategic road in this country, smack dab, clarity or divine direction. Brother Billy Akoni, many of you know him. Came here, he went through, went to the school, prayed for the children, went to the garden. He said, how is this possible? How did you arrive? How did this happen? He said, this can only be God. Give it precision and accuracy of divine direction. It's real. Very, very real. And I believe that for somebody's life here today, the last time you miss road shall be the last forever. It shall be the last forever. I think it was a priest. I don't know if it was a Catholic priest or one of those priests who said to us, he said, this place does not belong only to this church. It belongs to the body of Christ. He said, this is not for a denomination. This is for a generation. How he wishes there is a very, very mighty cross planted somewhere here. And that will be happening in a short while. Hallelujah. Somebody give the Lord a praise. One of our links to divine direction is praise. It is worship. It's also our testimony and thanksgiving service. We'll be out of time shortly, but at least we can afford another 3 minutes of explosive celebration. Are you ready for that? I'd like you to celebrate and honor and appreciate God for His mercifulness, for His goodness, for His kindness, for His love. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. Be glorified. In Jesus' precious name. Can you help me walk to 7 people? Tell them you will not miss it another time. 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 Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Let's celebrate the King of Kings. Let's go.
Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Listen. See the impact of these 3 strategic directions I just showed you. See the impact of this place. Last year, almost 100 nations visited this ground on spiritual pilgrimage. 1 year. Over 100 in 1 year. And the pilgrimage is about to start with this work that is going on right now. See the impact of the ministry. Okay, of the marriage. Direction onto marriage. See the impact of the marriage. There are people who are glued to this ministry because of the oneness they perceive, the dignity of the home, clarity of direction. Nobody has sat me and my wife down once. Who look for each other's trouble. When our children tried to, when they were growing up, that doesn't happen anymore. When they were growing up, I said, give me my thing. The question will ask them, say, what you are practicing now, where did you see it? Quarrel, where did you see it? Why will you manifest what was not exhibited? They adjusted their life on the spot. Today, all of them are like this. I told them one day, I said, I hope you will all try to marry individually, one by one. If you will get married, all of you get married, what will you do? The one that you are just into each other's life, just like this. See the dignity. See the monumental impact of the ministry. When last you heard that the government shut down their government and came with the whole cabinet to sit in a meeting that the pastor is preaching. Direction that Jehovah gives produces results that nothing else can produce. I want you to dance for the next 3 minutes, believing and trusting in God that He will grant you diverse directions, business directions, career directions that will change the whole of your story. We are also using this to celebrate all His help for us for the month of August, because this is the last Sunday in the month of August. And anybody who has a testimony pending, we can take one or two before we leave here this morning. At the back of this screen here, somebody might attend to you. Hallelujah. Help me shift 3 hands and tell them, get ready for strategic direction. Go ahead and let's celebrate God.
Father in heaven,
everybody.
clap and a louder, louder shout of praise. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Because you are God. Thank you for what you are doing in our lives in this season. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise as you take your seat. We have one or two testimonies.
It is well. It is well. It is well in the name of Jesus. It is well with my soul today. It is well. It is well. It is well in the name of Jesus. It is well with my soul today.
In the name of Jesus.
It is well. It is well. It is well. In the name of Jesus. It is well with my soul.
In the name of Jesus,
it is well. It is well. It is well. It is well. In the name of Jesus, it is well. With my soul,
it is such fun, just it's such fun to see. It is not fun to see, it's not fun to see Satan lose. Give us the winner, man.
Jesus is the winner, man. The winner, man. The winner, man. Jesus is the winner, man. The winner, man.
He's the winner, man.
Jesus is the winner, man. The winner, man. The winner, man. Jesus is the winner, man. The winner, man.
Shout of praise. Somebody accepted a bigger shout of praise. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. Let's go.
This is our sister Becky Ian. For 2 years, came down with cervical spondylosis. But 3 weeks ago, she came out for first timers call out.
Oh.
And you saw her, sir. Our father-in-law spotted her, laid hands on her.
She was wearing a collar that day.
Yes, sir. And check back that devil back to hell. See our sister radiating and smiling.
And that was our first time, newcomers or new combats?
Newcomers, sir. That was
incredible.
Our first time.
Yes, sir. For the first time she was coming, God was giving her something. I prophesy to somebody here. You have been here for a while. God will give you that which you desire in the name of Jesus. Yes. Come. Congratulations. And I declare today, the Lord lay his hands on you and perfect all that concerns you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our sister Elizabeth said, for 1 year, she's had this frequent urination. In the night, she will go out uncountable times. But on the 23rd of August, her word came. It was not her name. The word came for one Joy. But she obeyed the instruction. Joy or James. She obeyed the instruction. They don't need to call your name. Hold on to that prophecy. That night, frequent urination went back to hell.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. In the name that is above every name, I declare your freedom and your liberty. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Our sister is here to appreciate God. She said about a year ago that she stepped out and was hit by a vehicle, that she almost died. This is exactly 1 year anniversary. She's appreciating God for the preservation of life. And also after the garment of favor impartation, her life had experienced untold favors, and she wants to give God praise.
Come forward, dear Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you lay your hands upon your daughter. Give the Lord the praise for what he's doing in your life. And everyone here trusting God for favor, it is released in Jesus' name. Stretch your two hands in front of you, and I prophesy upon your hands. I declare that your harvest will look for you from the north, the south, the east, and the west. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare it is done in Jesus' precious name. While we are about to bring up our offerings and honor God with, there are people seated here today in need of surrender to Jesus. You need your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day in your life. I'd like you to pray this prayer after me. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You want today to mark a new day and a new season. Pray this prayer after me. Anywhere you are, and say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering. In Jesus' name, amen. You pray that prayer, can I see your hand anywhere you are? You pray the prayer of surrender, that's right. Pick your Bibles and bags quickly. See how God changed that girl's life. Delivered her from cervical spondylosis, stepping out on the altar. I believe as you step out here today, whatever affliction you came with shall be gone. You need to surrender your life to Jesus. Need your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day in your life. Rise up on your feet quickly and rush to the front here. I'll give you the count of 7. 1.
You are my life.
2.
You are my life.
Be the first to come while the others pick
you
up your offering.
3. Oh Lord, you are my life.
4. You will praise on me. You are my Lord. You are my Lord.
You are my
Lord. And when I'm running out of breath, I know that you will praise on me. You are my Lord. You are my Lord. Pick up your Bibles and bags and come. You are battling with an addiction. Smoking, drinking, gambling, fraud like that young man. Any form of addiction you are battling with. Pick your Bibles and bags and step forward here. Or you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You've given your life to Christ before, but you slip back into the world. Quickly, step forward here. Let's go.
I am yawn. I am yawn. To the day you will come. Jesus,
I'll give you the count of 3 again. 1.
Say, I am yours.
Count of 5. 1.
I am yours.
2.
In the day you will come.
3.
Jesus, I am yours. I am yours.
4.
I am yours.
And 5.
I am yours. In the day you will come. Jesus, I am yours. I am your Lord. I am your
Lord. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Place your right hand on your chest. Father, we give you the praise. And we give you the honor. And we give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name. And now pray this prayer again after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I surrender my life to you. Today, it is my decision to follow you. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Today, I ask that the hand of the Lord be released upon you. Fresh grace, fresh help, and fresh mercy is your portion in Jesus' name. Everybody who has, you have your offering, can you put it together and lift it up? Father, thank you. For the offering in our hands. We ask that as these offerings are lifted, your blessings will come upon it. From the north, the south, the east, and the west. Multiplication of grace and help and mercy. Systems are put under pressure. They lose their peace, lose their sleep, and lose their rest until what is ours be released. I declare it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Can we celebrate just leave? Drop our offerings. Let's go.
Aina jagima dina imarama iuna yagina ubio maki juma.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Can we all stand up on our feet to the Lord and shout of praise? That's right. Give us the light, because there are people who still need to snap on their way out. Hallelujah. We have Lagos Church dedication tonight. Festac Town. You can show the clip briefly. That's one of the branches in Lagos. That's Festac, not Lagos Central. We have several structures across Lagos everywhere. But Festac Town, very explosive and exciting structure. You'll be sharing that to us. And all of you around that area, you are welcome. Children's Convention is so exciting. We deferred the Kingdom Financial Stewards of the month of August. We deferred it into the convention period for the sake of just having an intense time of a partition, and also so that those who came in from other countries can be engaged the first night. And so we're having a sharp meeting for Kingdom Financial Stewards, which is also more like a pre-convention meeting. By 6 p.m. it's going to be sharp, just briefly, for an impartition time on Kingdom Financial Stewards. And I'm trusting the Lord. Yes, here, this venue. We can't use the event center because it will be too small for all of us. You can actually consider that the convention is started already. And so ensure that you are there and let us trust God for an impartation that will us. We have testimonies of people exploding in billions. It's everywhere, right now. And I believe that you are the next. Also, I see people. Someone said to me, I like what is going on in the Glory Dome. Is there a way I can be part of it? She sent 5 million the other day. In case you are saying, maybe you are not fully involved when the acoustic seed and the cooling system seed was taken, or you are involved but you are still interested in doing something, because all that is going around now is still ongoing. And if I tell you the price of it, you'll be shocked. You know, every size of the elephant is big. Every department of the elephant is not small. We have chillers that are coming in here in 90s. Chillers added to these, right? Beyond the acoustic itself, which is in. Let's not talk, because there are too many bitter people. You'll be wondering, in this economy, where are they getting money from? And nobody will do them. It was done from there. It was done from there, the other side, heaven. That's the way our people used to say it. It was done from there, not from here. Hey, young man, not here. It's not of him that willeth or runneth, but of God who showeth mercy. The battle is not for the strong. The race is not for the swift. But it's just like the mercy of God. Do you understand? We are just product of unusual mercy. Very, very, very frightening mercy and grace. And people antagonize what they cannot comprehend. Hey! So just understand that it is plenty. The monies are plenty, but God is causing it to flow effortlessly and easily. But you want to be a part of it, just go on ahead and make inquiries about it. I'm sure we can actually put the details on the screen so that you can be a part of it. But today is a new day and a new season for you. The Lord bless you. Can I hear a louder amen? The Lord keep you. The Lord cause His face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you from this day and forevermore. 2024 and above only. Where is your place? Above only. God bless you. See you tomorrow 6 p.m. And the other days of the convention is 5:30 p.m. daily. But tomorrow 6 p.m. God bless you. First timers, please join us for one as well.
Experience the unforgettable and the irrevocable power of the Almighty God.
Any way you want. God bless you. Please ensure you post the pictures immediately. Commanding the day tonight, you are bringing a presentation of what you are trusting God to do for you. Fresh fire, fresh oil. Tonight, it is 11 p.m. You are trusting the Lord. And also we have the expectation form for the conference. We are presenting expectations. All right. We are presenting the expectations. God bless you. We also have the highlight for the children convention. But we just raced out of time. But can you place the highlights for the children convention? The highlights for the children convention, is it up? Maybe we'll just walk towards the second service. All right, those of you who are here. All right, that's the children convention. Tens of thousands, it's safe to say that, of children were at the convention. Ended yesterday. Beautiful. Give a clap of hands for the marching parade. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. The children's convention is so exciting and so interesting. I wish it can be many days.
This is virtually the largest children gathering yearly in the country. I don't know about elsewhere. But God is so faithful and so gracious. I celebrate all of you children, church teachers, the whole of Abuja, FCT, and the whole of Nigeria, and then worldwide. Because I know they are watching from the UK, they are watching from all our outstations. Can you celebrate yourself?
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Hallelujah. God bless you. Ensure you post your pictures, your videos. And the media can also display the glory door. Pictures for those to catch up.
for you to be on the alert, for you to be hardworking, for you to be considerate of the things that you must do for time.
If you are still seated, can you jump on your feet with a shout of praise? Can you make that noise louder to the glory of God? The Bible says in Psalm 150 verse 6, say, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise He the Lord. Will you lift up your voice and appreciate the Lord this morning? Will you give Him all the glory? Will you give Him all the honor? Father, we thank You. We give You all praise. We want to... to appreciate the Lord, worship His holy name. Father, we thank You for signs, we thank You for wonders, we thank You for miracles, we thank You for all that You did in the first service. So all the praise in the name of Jesus. You lift up your voice and make demand for the tangible presence of God like never before in this second service, that the Lord will make Himself mighty in our midst, and that the power of God will be tangible, will be feelable and palpable in this second service. Lift up your voice, make that demand. Father, we ask for the release of Your Spirit, the release of Your power in this second service. In the name of Jesus. 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 46. It says, and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he gathered up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Let's lift up our voice and commit God's servant to God's end, that the hands of the Lord will rest upon him mightily like never before in this second service. Make demand for the fresh grave, fresh oil. Servant in this second service, Father, we ask that You release upon Your servant unusual grace, the help of the Lord. You will speak to him and speak through him, and through the virtue that shall flow through him, life will be transformed, destiny will be shaped in this service in the mighty name of Jesus. You believe God has answered our prayers? Jam those hands together and have a shout of praise to Him. I am fully aware that somebody has came here today. God has given you a testimony. A minister will be waiting for you by the entrance of the glory gate. Go and share your testimony. And I can guarantee you will be given the privilege to share with the people of God with a shout of praise and a loud of and a leap of joy. Let's make and welcome the praise team. Shout it louder to the glory of God.
Somebody excited to be in the last Sunday of the month of August. Come on, jam your hands together. Show your excitement to the King of Kings. Come on now, come on now, come on now. Let's raise a shout to heaven. Come on, give Him a leap of joy.
testimony to some blood. Testimony to some blood. It's amazing how you love me, God. It's amazing how you do the things you do for. Testimony to some blood. Many testimonies to some blood.
Give me Thank you. people. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph.